proof.
They opened it already.
Not me.
Dear Mr. Tolson, we wish to extend an invitation to a debate in Harvard Crimson.
We'll be one of the first Negro colleges in America to ever debate a white college. If we defeat them, we defeat the best.
What's the matter?
I remember watching that movie for the first time and bawling my eyes out. That was a clip from the movie The Great Debaters, where a team of African-American students from the South won a debate against Harvard students in the 1930s. Well, a young debate team from Atlanta just made history at Harvard. They are the first group to go through a special program in Atlanta set up by the Harvard Debate Diversity Project. Well, those students went to Harvard and they won a debate tournament. They competed against nearly 400 people from around the world. The students say it was the most satisfying feeling to walk onto that campus and win. Oh, I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
I was going to say, and they've got the smiles to prove it.
Yes,
Melissa, thank you so much.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
All right. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. We go from the in-laws to hell to these wonderful young people. But before we do that, let's go to our phone lines. We have Deidre Rouse. They have a back-to-school celebration, opportunity for you to come out and be a part of what is happening in the Carrollton, Georgia area. Deidre, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
Best day of my life. I will not complain, all things considered. Tell us what's going to happen on Saturday, where and why and how people can get involved.
Okay, great. Again, let me say thank you so much, Derek, for allowing us to come on WAOK 1380 for the past 7 years. So this is year seven to talk about this event. So this is the Gina May Productions 7th Annual Village Youth Summit. It's the Back to School Rally. This year, our theme is the 7th year celebration. It's this Saturday, July the 28th, from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the Carrollton Amp, which is located in downtown Carrollton, Georgia. We'll have a lot going on. We'll have games, live DJ, prizes, supplies. We will have an athletic shoe giveaway for our elementary youth. We'll have a school supply giveaway for our middle school, high school, and college youth. We'll have representatives from both of the local school systems, the city school system and the county school system. We'll have food. We'll have free pre-K dental checks. We'll also have free blood pressure checks. So just a lot of fun and enjoyment and family for all.
And I think I speak at the very first one? I believe it was the very first one, maybe 7 years ago. I know it's been a little while ago.
You are correct. Excellent memory.
Yeah.
So we spoke at our very first annual Village Youth Summit when we were putting this together, or I should say the founder of the Village Youth Summit is Regina D. Wells with Gina May Productions. In 2012, and the theme then, I think, was Bringing Back the Village, It Takes to Raise Our Children, and you were our very first speaker, and we really appreciate you continue to support this event by allowing us, like I said, to come on the radio and to kick it off. So it's gotten bigger, it's gotten better, but more importantly, we continue to reach out to different groups to serve our community.
All right, and hold on a second, Deidre. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we want you to tell us everybody who's invited. Is it just for the Carrollton area, and who do you want to see come out on Saturday? I can tell you they have plenty of everything, supplies, and they give them, y'all giving away shoes and stuff now.
We're giving them away athletic shoes.
Love it.
For elementary youth.
There you go.
Youth.
All right, when we come back, we're going to let Deidre Rouse, a great friend, and a great philanthropist, her and her husband, my cardiologist, Dr. Charlie Rouse, up in Carrollton area, keep my heart, regulated, and I appreciate them so much, but they give so much to this community. And when we come back, we'll let her remind us about Saturday's event. If you have a young person who is in need, they're helping to meet the need through this great program. Don't go into place. Stick and stay with us. It is Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. 404-892-2703 on the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Let's go back, DJ Rouse, up in the Carrollton area. We appreciate you. Tell us all about Saturday's event one more time.
Sure. The 7th Annual Village Youth Summit is this Saturday, July the 28th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carrollton Amp, located in the Carrollton area, downtown in Georgia, of course. The annual Village Youth Summit is a free community event, and it's for the entire Carroll County area. Just to let you know, the purpose is really just to bring together families, city officials, area youth, different family resources and organization, and just really to encourage the community to come together and to be the village that it takes to raise all of our youth.
I love it. And tell everybody all of the free items, in addition to food and everything else that they'll be able to get when they get there?
When they come, we will have several different organizations, and I can name a few of those.
Please.
Since it's a celebration this year, each of those organizations will have some type of tabletop game, like a carnival style. You'll be able to get a lunch. We'll have raffle tickets for all teachers who will attend, because we'll have giveaway prizes and things for our teachers. We all value our teachers. All youth coming will get some type of school supply. The elementary youth will be able to get a pair of athletic shoes that we already have bagged up. All of the youth who come will also receive toiletries. And if I can take a moment just to call out a few of our sponsors, particularly our continued sponsors.
All right.
We have, of course, Gina May Productions, which is Regina D. Wells, who is the founder of the Village Youth Summit and Gina May Productions. We have West Georgia Cardiology with Dr. Charlie Rouse. We have the City of Carrollton Main Street. We have the University of West Georgia Center for Diversity and Inclusion. We have the Carroll County NAACP. We have West Georgia Printing, the Kiwanis Club. We have several churches, First Baptist Church of Carrollton, the Place of Refuge Ministries, Overcomers Christian Center, True Life Church. So several of those individuals. We have some of our civic organizations, such as the Kiwanis Club in Villa Rica, the Saratoma Club, the Carroll County HBCU Alumni Association, wow, the Dental Center of Carrollton with Dr. Betsy Ayers, our Carrollton Police Department, our Carrollton Fire Department, First Readers, Hope for the Journey, which is an organization that deals with breast cancer for women, Rootville Road Baptist Church, the City of Carrollton Main Street, our Carroll County Public Defender's Office, Walmart.com, Southwire, so many supporters in our community, as well as individuals who have given to the annual Village Youth Summit. So we look forward to a wonderful, engaging time and just a lot of good, clean fun to send our kids off to have a good start, because school starts in our community, I think, one day next week, August the 1st, I believe.
All right, excellent. If there's a website, phone number, anything that people need to call if they want more information beyond today?
Yes, they can look us up on Facebook,
okay,
at Regina D. Wells to be able to find out a little bit more information if they need information beyond today for the annual Village Youth Summit.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Well, thank you so much, Derek, and well wishes to you and all those at WAOK.
Thank you, Deidre. We appreciate you.
All right, then.
All right, 448-922-2703. We have these young people in with us. You have heard their story. They went to Harvard at the invitation of Harvard, and they came back champions, the Harvard Debate Council. We have with us the coach, Brandon Fleming. Brandon, grab that microphone and pull it around there. Tell us about this effort. Raise it up. You can raise it right up to your mouth just like I have mine. And tell us about how the process works. Who are these young people, and how did they come to be selected to be a part of this event that took place at Harvard?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us. It's a privilege to be here. So we are the Harvard Debate Council Diversity Project. We are a subsidiary of Harvard Debate Council at Harvard University. The Harvard Diversity Project is an Atlanta-based diversity pipeline program that recruits, trains, and feeds students of color into the Harvard Debate Council's summer residency. And so we launched this initiative last year in the fall, and we had over 150 applications from students in over 20 different counties in Metro Atlanta. We had a selection committee on our board that actually narrowed that down to the 25 students that we selected to be our first cohort of students in our inaugural year.
And you all are doing this through the Art Institute.
It's not through the Art Institute, but we are housed at
y'all
the Art Institute.
Y'all housed at Art Institute. And so somebody, but let's talk about the whole process. Either you or the school or somebody said, look, we ought to get involved with this program.
Well, so the way that the inception of the program started, because I'm actually the assistant coach of debate at Harvard University, I used to teach, well, I still currently teach at the summer program there.
Okay.
And while teaching there, I noticed that there was a significant lack of African-American representation. I decided to do something about that.
All right. So you came back and said, look, I need to put together a team of young people.
Absolutely.
And we need to invite them up. And so tell us how the process worked. You ask people to make application.
Mm-hmm.
150 make application. You whittle that down to 25?
25, correct.
Talk about the process of getting these young people, because Atlanta is in Georgia and Harvard is up, you know.
Absolutely. So out of our applicant pool, about 150 students, the average GPA was about 3.7. So there are so many high-performing, motivated young people in this region that are seeking programs such as this. And so we invited those students. Actually, this past year, we did not do interviews. We actually had the students submit videos that served as their interview. And so that's how we were able to make the decisions based on their answers to the questions in the application, based on their essays, based on their teacher recommendations, their transcripts, and the video that they submitted.
Now, let's back up and talk about the Coach Brandon Fleming story. But we just went straight through it, and you said, well, you know, I'm on the Harvard debate team, coach, and all of that. How does Brandon Fleming end up being the debate coach? And is that your alma mater? Did you attend Harvard?
I did not attend Harvard University. I proudly attended Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. So my story, just very quickly, it's very ironic the way I even landed in education, because I was a struggling student. If you imagine the worst student you've seen in the classroom, that was certainly me. And so I struggled immensely, and I ended up going to college at Liberty University. I became a dropout, went from being an at-risk youth to a college dropout after I lost my opportunity to play basketball after suffering a career-ending knee injury. Spent the next 2 years of my life working in a factory on an assembly line for 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. I had a very difficult experience. Ended up coming back to school 2 years later. And while I was at school, you know, I really struggled because I had so many learning gaps. And so I was inspired by two literary works of Malcolm X and Frederick Douglass. And I was really inspired by the fact that they were two self-taught individuals. And so at that point, I was really galvanized and inspired to become a scholar. Ended up watching The Great Debaters. I honestly didn't think it was really a thing because, you know, it was a fictional movie. And so I didn't realize it was inspired by a real story. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't realize that debate was really a thing. And I ended up getting into debate and then teaching students in my community debate. I was recruited by Ron Clark to teach at the Ron Clark Academy, started the debate team there, and coached our middle school to an undefeated high school record. There was a Harvard Debate Council instructor that was actually there, and they recruited me to teach at the university.
Wow. Now, if we had missed that part of the story, I want y'all to hear the testimony. I was the worst student. I dropped out. I went back. And then I decided
absolutely
that I could do this.
Yes.
4489222703. Look, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to these magnificent and wonderful young people from all across the metropolitan Atlanta area. And let them tell you their story, how they went in there, how did they prepare for this, and how they walked back out with their hands up like, hey, we did this. We bring this thing back to Atlanta. You know, we haven't, we didn't win the Super Bowl, didn't win the World Series, but the Harvard Debate Council from right here in Atlanta came back with the hardware. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to these magnificent and beautiful, bright young people. 404-892-2703. If you want to give them a congratulatory message or encouragement or whatever, just fire up the phone lines. And we're going to introduce you to each and every one of them. Because one thing for sure now, I got about what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 9 young people in here. So if they had gone out there and stuck up to 7-Eleven, we will know all of their names, what school they went to, and all of that. But because they've done something great and magnificent, we're gonna know their names, and you know, we're gonna keep pushing them. And I'll tell them my Harvard debate story too. You know, as a college student, I didn't get to go in high school. We went as a college group from Morris Brown a few years back. That's been some years ago. And, you know, we didn't go up there to play with them either. 4489222703. We'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Lit.
Scholar was not a way the nonprofit's founder, Brandon Fleming, would have described himself as a young student.
If you imagine the worst student you've ever seen in the classroom, that was me.
How would you motivate me to want to make this change?
He wasn't wearing blue blazers and speaking confidently. He didn't feel seen or heard.
No teacher was ever interested in looking beyond what I showed them on the outside to see what was going on with me in the inside. A disgruntled young man who had dealt with trauma that manifested in disruptive behavior in the classroom.
Encouraged as an athlete, Brandon says teachers passed him through to graduation so he could play college basketball.
I tore my patellar tendon in my knee, and just like that, my basketball career was over, and I had no motivation outside of athletics to be in school.
Soon he was working long hours on a vitamin factory assembly line.
I became so depressed that I gave up, and what I mean by that is I actually attempted suicide because I thought my life was over.
After waking up in the hospital, Brandon promised himself and God he would do things differently. And he returned to Liberty University.
Looking through this laundry list of majors, I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick the easiest one. And I was like, I'll take that one. And it was English. And I had no idea how difficult. I was like, well, you know, I speak English, right? How difficult could it be?
As Brandon began falling behind, his professor pulled him aside.
I want to be here. I just don't know how to read well. I can't read this material. I can't process the information. And I don't say anything in class, not because I don't want to, but because I don't want to be the dumb black kid that has no voice.
To find it, Brandon decided to lose a few other things.
I took my television, my PlayStation, every form of entertainment that I had. I took it, I sold it, and I used that money to buy books.
Debate is combat, but your weapons are words.
When the movie The Great Debaters came out, Brandon watched as a young teen from Texas went on to beat Harvard, not realizing it was based on a true story.
Only this were really a thing, right? I had no idea debate was actually a real thing because I'm like, this is a fictional movie.
Flip forward a few chapters in Brandon's story, and today he's an assistant coach for the Harvard Debate Council.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. Jordan Thomas, where you at, Jordan? Pull that microphone up there. Pull it up. There you go. It's on the handle. Tell us, give us your name. We're obviously Jordan Thomas. And
yes, sir.
Tell us what school you attend.
Yes, sir. My name is Jordan Thomas. I'm a senior and I attend Grady High School.
And tell us about the day you applied. Did you know what you were applying to when you applied to be a part of this program?
I had zero idea what I was getting.
Your mama just said we're applying to this program, didn't she?
Yeah. So
pretty much how it works.
Exactly. I was in New York with my mom. I was sitting actually in the living room watching Netflix. and my mom told me to check my email. So I check my email. I see a mail from my counselor, Mr. Young at Grady High School. And it talks about the Harvard Debate Council Diversity Project. And, well, I like debate. I'm a debater at Grady, and Harvard is Harvard. So, you know, let me look into it. Clicked on the link, you know, looked into it. And, well, I saw it was pretty cool. You know, these kids are dressing nice. Maybe this is something I want to get involved with. And mom was right there with me, getting me involved. Dad had my back. And
the rest is history.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Maya Hatley. Maya, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
And what school you attend?
I go to Grady High School as well. I'm a rising junior.
Rising junior. Great nights over at Grady.
Yeah, GK.
Yeah, they used to. That was my rival school. I went to North Fulton, which is now the Atlanta International School in the day.
Okay.
You applied.
Yes, yes.
And you got accepted.
Yes.
Did you always... Was there any point that you say, I really don't want to do this? I don't want to do this. Did you always know, I'm going to ride this all the way and see what happens?
So initially, you know, I've never debated before. So I wasn't even thinking that I was going to get in the first place. And so when I was accepted, I never thought like, oh, you know, I don't want to be here. I don't know if I can do this. I was definitely pushed beyond what I thought I was capable of. And so, you know, to see where I've come from when I joined to now, it's really amazing.
Amari Manning. Amari, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And to tell us what school you attend.
Oh, I attend the Westminster School, and I'm a rising senior.
The Westminster School. Let's not mess it up. It's a great school. And you put in an application, too.
Yes, I put in an application.
You remember the day you signed it and hit send, and you was like, well, we'll see if anything happens with this.
Yeah, I kind of remember. It's a little blurry, but... I heard about this program because Mr. Fleming was actually my former teacher at my middle school, the Ron Clark Academy. And he sent it to me and a few others. He sent it out. And I applied because I saw Harvard. But like Maya, I never debated before really in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I was a little interested. I was looking forward to being challenged and learning about debate and just getting experience in that. And I remember rushing last minute because I was like, oh, I don't want the application to be late. It's my first impression. I can't be late to everything.
Wow.
And so I sent it in, and a few days later, the decisions came out, and that's how it went.
Matthew Ostricker. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing pretty
good. Man, you're mighty sharp, Matthew.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You've put in your application as well.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what Harvard was and what Harvard is, and what drew you to the opportunity?
Well, at my school, the Woodward Academy, I was actually debating. This is my first year debating, and I just wanted to get involved in something outside of my school just to get more integrated within debate. Mm-hmm. And my debate coach came up to me one day and said, Matthew, there's this new program called the Harvard Debate Council Diversity Project, and I think you would be a good person in that program. And so I went home, told my parents about it, raving about it, because we all know what Harvard stands for and what Harvard represents. And so I put my application together and sent it in, and here we are.
Jada Sweeting,
hey.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Hey, Jada.
Hey.
And tell us what school you attend.
I attend Riverwood International Charter School.
I know that's a great school. I went up there, watched a basketball game. I guess the last basketball season.
Oh.
Against Decatur High School. Great school.
Yes.
You know, what else besides debate? You know, you had to let debate compete with other things, probably. Extracurricular. Did you always want to be a great debater?
Like a lot of kids in the program, I've never debated before. Don't get me wrong, I love to argue, but I never did in like a formal setting. But outside of debate, I'm the president of my class. I'm a varsity cheerleader.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm a part of the community service club.
You got a lot going on.
Ooh, I know.
When this opportunity came, did you think you were going to be able to make it happen, make it work it in with all the other things you're doing?
I knew it was going to take a lot of work, but I wanted to make it happen. It was an amazing opportunity, and I knew I'd get a lot from it.
There goes. Saxon?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, young man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And tell us what high school you attend.
Grady High School.
And what year for this is this for you?
I'm rising senior, so this is my last year.
You getting ready to get out of there.
Yes, sir.
and you put in an application to be in this program.
Yes, sir. It was very interesting experience myself. I, out of all these people, like I never wanted to debate. It wasn't like my passion. I also had a debate teacher that basically wanted me to join debate. I tried it out, and I looked in the class, and I was like, okay, no, I can't do this. Nobody's like me.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work.
See, I don't want to be with these lames,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they, man, I tell you, it wasn't what I thought
I don't
want to
be with these lames. Look here, man, I'm a rise and see you. We don't fool with these people.
I tried.
Right.
I was just like, you know what, this isn't me. I promise you I'll get it next year, but never did it. But once I saw the Harvard debate thing, I know Jordan was in it, so I was like, okay, this has to be like cool.
Good, some good peer pressure.
Oh yeah, some positive peer pressure
made you change your mind.
Oh yeah, and it was the best experience that I've ever made.
All right, and who else we have here? Is it Marlon?
Marlon.
Marlon. What's up, Marlon?
What's up?
Booker Taylor Fair Washington High School.
Yes, sir.
Who told you about this? How'd you find out about this opportunity?
Actually, my counselors and my favorite teacher, Miss Monet Dixon, they came to me with the opportunity. Like, I was in class. I was really in her advisement. Like, that's where I do, like, all my work, like, all the work that I have. Right.
Hold that. We got to take a quick break. I want you to – I got to get paid, too. So I want y'all to tell us all about the bait, but I got to get checking tomorrow. So we're going to put you on hold. When we come back, we're going to let you pick that story up. And then we're going to talk about when was the first time that you all met as a team? What was that like? Don't go any place. Stick and stay with us. We have some phenomenal young people who are a part of this tapestry of just black excellence. I love it. I love it. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Hey. Connecting you to politics, solving social issues, and giving you access to the community.
My name is Taylor, and I would just like to say that I really like the show, and I listen to it every day after school, and it talks about important things, and I really like it.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
I'll be where I want to be.
Be, boys and girls, listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust. An architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. They are young, gifted, and black. And they have gone and defended and debated and have come back from Harvard. As champions, let's go back to Marlon and Marlon West, who is a what grade are you, Marlon?
Actually a rising junior.
Rising junior at Booker T. Washington High School. And you were saying you the application process for you, your teacher, your favorite teacher, your advisor told you, Marlon, come on, man, put in the application. And when you got the word that you're going to be on the team, what was that like?
Well, all right, so actually, I got an email, like, saying I made it to, like, the next step, and I need to come into the Art Institute for an interview, right? So from there, I was very excited because at the same time, I had just got accepted to go on this study abroad trip in France.
Wow.
So it was, like, two acceptances at one time, so I was just very, very excited. So I went into, like, the interview, I guess, and it was very loud. Like, I walked into the lobby, and it was very loud. It was just people talking. I was kind of confused. I didn't know what to do. And then it was just, like, grown-ups approaching me, like, asking me what's my name and why am I interested in the program, things like that. So I was kind of nervous, but I was just, like, going with the flow, just conversating with everyone. Then we progressed to the next stage of the interview,
mm-hmm.
where we had a question, right, and then all of us, we had to we had to come up with the answer for what does it mean to vote black, whatever. And then mm-hmm. so these students were standing up, so I had no experience in debate, and actually, like, I've never seen this topic or anything like that. So these students were just getting up talking about, like, ideas such as utilitarianism and, like, ethics and morals and things like that. And I've never really, like, dove into those, like, concepts, so I really didn't know anything that these kids were talking about.
But you learn how to fake it till you make it, right?
Yes, sir.
So well, that's how you had to do it.
And then for a long time, I didn't say anything because I didn't know what to say. So then Mr. Fleming, he stopped us in the middle and was like, there's a lot of you here who have not said a thing. And, like, you're trying to get into this program.
You but better say something.
You're scared to say something. So then that's when it really hit me. I was like, man, I don't care how scared I am. I have
but then it's how you wanted to be in the program. You really wanted to be a part of it.
Yes, sir. So I stood up, you know, I gave my answer, and then people started to clap. So I felt kind of good. So I sat down, and then, like, the ending of the interview, it was like a surprise acceptance. So actually everyone there had got accepted, and then I was just, like, very excited. My mom was crying.
Yeah, it's great. Great opportunity. Brother Fleming, let's go back to you, man. I mean, obviously, when I look at you, you're a young man yourself.
Yes, sir.
Your story is very powerful. Obviously, you got to see yourself in a lot of these young people, too. And how did the selection, you knew all of the young people did everybody who got invited there end up making the team?
We kind of tricked them.
You tricked them. They didn't know that, but you did.
They had no clue, but I knew, yes.
What did you look for even in the screening process? How did you know you had the right stuff in these young people?
The three pillars, the three pillars of our organization are scholarship, leadership, and culture. And we were looking for students that embodied those three virtues. And we were looking for students who exemplified that they were determined to be scholars. We were looking for students that had leadership experience and ability. And we were looking for kids who were show enough black, you know, and really really exhibited the characteristics that we want to see in young black people.
I mean, I know Harvard, I think they joined Yale as one of those organizations that provide free tuition.
We do, yes.
For minority students based on their academic performance as well as financial issue. Are these students, some of them or all of them or any of them, going to end up at Harvard?
Well, they have the potential to, certainly.
Anybody want to? Anybody done decided? And y'all know I done went to Morris Brown and Clark Atlanta University. I want to see some of y'all at HBCU, but I want y'all to go wherever it's going to be free. If I ever going to pay for it, then I've amended my ways now. I know all my HBCU alum going to be mad, but I want y'all to go wherever you can end up with a zero balance.
Absolutely.
And not owing anybody after 4 years.
Absolutely.
What change? What change, anybody, for anybody? What change you about this experience? What did you learn about yourself?
Well,
introduce yourself. Give us your name again.
Matthew Stricker.
What did you learn about yourself going through this process, Matthew?
Just that there are other opportunities that I can use to be successful and just be my outlook on the world and how I looked at certain things. Like, initially when we joined the program, Mr. Fleming wanted to instill in us critical thinking, public speaking, as well as the fundamentals of debate. And so utilizing that now and how I go about my day, you just kind of look at things differently and you handle certain situations differently now that you have information and actually are able to use it to your advantage.
Saxon, what about you? Now, you like, I don't want to do this. Now, have your opinion changed any?
Actually, not at all. But one thing that I did learn through the program is that, like, I and we can do anything that we aspire to be. I came into the program very passive. As we sat down, and I remember you were saying, like, how did we see each other? Like, I was, like, literally quiet in my box by myself.
Who else had that experience? Because it can be, first of all, you hear Harvard, you hear, oh, man, this is the holy grail, a lot of people think.
Yes, sir.
But Harvard is no different than Morehouse or Spelman or any other. Let me just say that. I ain't going to say that. But at the end of the day, how many of y'all was somewhat intimidated by this process? It was daunting at first.
Yes, absolutely.
I remember.
What changed? What changed it for you? Anybody?
I think what changed it for me was that when we got there, you know, it was 25 of us. We had brothers and sisters right next to us while we were going through this experience, and we dominated. I mean, we were answering all the questions in lectures. We were raising our hand. We made up majority of the lab. So it was like, it wasn't, before we got there, you know, it was scary, but as we were going through it, we had each other to lean on, which I think helped a lot.
One of the great attorney, one of the great jurists, and he has a commercial that says, the way you beat a person in the courtroom is preparation, preparation, preparation. What was the preparation like? What was the studying like? Because obviously you had to study and get ready for it. Give us your name anytime you speak.
This is Jordan Thomas, again from Grady High School, and the preparation was some of the most intense, fast-paced classes I've ever taken. The first and third Saturdays of every month.
And go ahead, I need that book.
We would meet at the Art Institute.
Jordan, hold on a second. I got to give away some money. And we have some more great young people here from the Arthur Langford Jr. Teen Leadership Institute, and we'll take your calls as well, 404-892-2703. We'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
1380 WAOK.
Hi, I'm Chanel.
I'm Nate.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Nia, and we're leaders of the new school from Peach Crest Boys and Girls Club.
And you are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
Now, let me ask you this now. You know, I'm like Jay-Z. You know, when you're married to Beyonce, you brag different. You know what I'm saying? After you win, do you brag different? Do y'all? I mean, I know your teacher won't teach you a little bit of humility. But every now and then, once you come back with the trophy, you want to look at, you know, just, you know, smell what the Rock cooking on there. I mean, you want to kind of stick it in people's face. How did it feel when they finally announced you all are the winners? Y'all are taking home the title. What was that like for you?
This is Jordan Thomas, and I'm a very competitive person. So it was intense satisfaction to say that I won this tournament, right? But at the same time, I didn't feel like it was just me. It was a group effort. Won this tournament. It was all my students. It was Mr. Fleming. It was the board. It was my parents. Was everyone that helped me at the Grady Grady debate? We all won this, and the city of Atlanta did too.
Jada,
yes.
What was it like for you? I mean, you know, they announced we all went through all of these rounds and everything else, and at the end, this little group from Atlanta that represents various socioeconomic backgrounds, different parts of the city. They said it was y'all.
I was extremely happy, not only for Jordan because he was the like individual that made it all the way to the top, but for our group as a whole, because mass media portrays African American youth as one way, and I love being able to say like, no, there are multiple sides to our culture and to our generation. So,
Lord, you about to make Uncle Derek just start shouting up in here. I love it. Brett Fleming, you said something that was critical to me, because we do it for the culture, and we you know, anything you put us in, if you put us in golf, we'll give you Tiger Woods. You put us in tennis, we'll give you Serena and Venus. You put us in singing, we'll just give you anybody, right? Yeah. If you put us in debate, we're going to come home with the championship.
Absolutely.
What was the difference for you, I mean, working with these young people, you get to work with just, you can tell there's some amazing, amazing young people, amazing personalities. They're all very different. Their personalities are different. They admitted, look, we weren't as confident when we started. What changed for them? What technique do you use to rev them up? You know, because a good coach, I mean, a good coach could even make a subpar team good.
Sure.
As the coach, as the person with the helm of the team, what technique did you have to use to get them excited and revved up? What did you tell them?
I think in the beginning, you know, it was very intense. And I think they'll all probably admit that I was very intense in the beginning, because the way that I approach my pedagogical style is borrowed from my athletic training. And, you know, a lot of times nowadays, you know, we have this wave in education where, you know, people Think education should be fun and exciting. And yes, it should be fun and exciting, but
it's got need to be competitive.
It should be competitive.
Yeah.
Because something happens when a young person finds themselves winning. Something happens when they find their voices and when they begin to use their voices in ways that make them feel emboldened. There's a certain passion that comes from that, and there's a certain motivation that comes from that. And I think that's what they experience.
All right, let's go to Grandmama. She on the phone. Sparkle, your baby's in here. Jordan is in here now. I know you want to call up and brag. Go ahead, brag a little bit.
Yes, I am. I am so proud of him, so very proud of him. But, you know, Derek, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I know that's right, because Grandmama is, look, Grandmama is on it now.
That's right. But, yes, I am so very proud of all of them. And, you know, young folks are my passion.
Yes, they are. And you have, let me tell you this, sister, you have done the work. This Spark of Adam, who happened to be Jordan's grandmother, she has invested so heavily into young people that I'm just glad to call him my friend. When he told me, oh, the grandson, I said, okay, I see why he ended up. You know, where he is. And so thank you for supporting young people and believing in them. We're super proud of these young people. We really, really are. And so we appreciate you for lending him to this effort, too.
Well, thank you also for giving them the opportunity.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sis.
All right.
All right. Your grandma proud of you, Jordan. You already knew that, though. Congratulations, everybody. And we appreciate, you know, we expect great things now. This is just the beginning. And so we expect each and every one of you all to do phenomenal, have a crazy banana school year. Where the seniors are, again, seniors who are getting ready to graduate, stay in touch with us. And we're gonna be in touch with y'all, too. And who knows already where they're going to school? Have y'all made school selections yet? Anybody? Go ahead. Let's just go here. Where do you want to go? If you had your druthers, if you had a choice, where'd you want to go? Let's just run the list.
Howard.
Give us your name again. Okay. Give us your name.
My name's Maya.
And what school? Again.
I go to Grady.
All right.
I think my top three would be Howard, USC, and Stanford.
All right. Very good.
Hey, it's Jada, and my top three are Hampton, Howard, and Spelman.
Very good.
Hey, it's Amari. My top three are USC, Berkeley, Harvard, and Vanderbilt.
Absolutely.
Yo, it's Saxton. My top three will probably be Georgetown, UNC, and then Howard.
Excellent.
Hey, my name is Matthew. My top three will probably be Harvard, Stanford, and Georgia.
Great, 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 Jordan.
This is Jordan. My top five are... Harvard, Vanderbilt, Notre Dame, Georgetown, and UPenn.
This is Marlon West, and my top three are UCLA, Howard, and Xavier.
All right, and if you got a letter tomorrow from Harvard saying we want you, how many of y'all would accept that letter?
I'm going.
All right, they're all going. Coach Fleming, thank you, man. Thank you for your life and your light. Thank you for not giving up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for saying no to the devil who tried you.
That's right.
And, you know, if you want to know how a man is measured, you look at the depths from which he's come, not the point to which he's ascended.
That's right.
And to be in a position to say, look, I want to end it all, and now you got all of this evidence that God is continuing to use you to do great things.
Yes, sir.
And but you look, the application process open again next week.
The application opens August 1st, and we'll be looking to accept our next cohort of 25 students.
All right, how can people apply? Because they done been listening. They're going to tear your phone up and everything else. How can they apply? How can they do like these young people did and send their little application in there?
Beginning on August 1st, they can go to our website, www.harvarddcdp.org. And they can submit an application there.
Give that again very slowly.
www.harvarddcdp.org.
Now put that on your watch list on August 1st.
August 1st.
It opens. And here's the good thing. I can tell Mr. Fleming, say, look, it's just like having a Bentley. You don't have to advertise it. It advertises itself. He ain't trying to beg you to apply. He ain't want to go through 3,000 applications. And so if you're hungry enough for it, you done wrote it down because we ain't going to say it again. and you can't call me and ask me for it. You wrote it down the first time. You had to listen to the rebroadcast. Look here, coming up next, we have the wonderful young people of the Arthur Langford Jr. Teen Leadership Institute, and we're going to talk to them. It ain't number black excellence today. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
God sent you here for a reason. You have a purpose in life, and I just thank God for you.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
It's about that time. It's about that time to get paid. Get laid. Cool in the shade. Drink a little bit of lemonade.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might say a rhyme, old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls.
All right. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. We are getting you ready for a number of things. Oftentimes, we just need to remind ourselves that we are great people, that our young people are great. We ain't all wild and out, and we ain't all out here just doing all manner of things. And so that's what today has been about. It's been about black excellence. I have two of my great friends, two of the great founding brothers of Let Us Make Man here, attorney Mowley Mel Davis. How you doing,
brother? What's up, my brother? Mel? I'm doing great, man. Good to be here with these young people.
Young scholars.
That's right.
I mean, black excellence. We've seen the Harvard group leave out here from all across the metropolitan Atlanta area. Now, we just got one thing to ask you, Davis. Where you get that jacket from? And does it come in a 58?
This here is straight from the noob shop, baby.
This Negro hit him and got him a jacket. Walker, this Negro got him a jacket on up in here. That thing is ice cold, boy.
Thank you, my brother.
Keenan Walker, one of the greatest educators I've ever met. This brother here does what students, what can't be just unbelievable. Dr. Walker, how you doing, man?
Doing excellent, my brother.
Getting ready to go back to school in a couple of days. I know you're excited about that, but for the last 9 weeks, you've had the privilege of teaching the Arthur Langford Jr. Teen Leadership Institute.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the Institute. What is it and why is it?
First of all, you got to do the backstory on Arthur Langford, who is Derek Bozeman's mentor, as well as Mike Langford's big brother, and he's a pastor as well as a community servant such as Miley Davis, who's in the studio. And this brother gave his life. That was his life work, to give back and to make sure that he was unbought and unbossed. And I think my role in this whole agenda is to make sure that I carry on that legacy and to impart in a way that is not didactical like most teachers do in a regular public school system, but to make it, I'm firm but fair, demanding but care. And we just expect so much from our students, and it's not democracy, is a dictatorship. You can only miss one Saturday. If you miss two, you're out the program. You can't come in sagging because you're wearing Arthur Langford's name on your chest. And I just want to commend you for assisting, man, being like my big brother in this whole process and making sure that everything goes well from week to week.
Let me tell you this. That brother gave me so much and taught me so much, and we owe him so much, that I will always, in his name, do something to lift up young people, because that's what he was about. We have some of the scholars who are part of that experience. We're going to let them introduce themselves. We'll start. Yes, ma'am. Ramaya, you got the phone. You got the microphone.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ramaya Thomas. I am a rising freshman at Atlanta International School and also an aspiring public policy attorney.
Ramaya. All right. Who else we got with us?
Intern over the Davis and intern.
Oh, I saw that. She's been all over the news everywhere.
Yeah, she Ramaya. Came on strong.
Hi, I'm Skylar Mitchell. I'm a junior now at Westlake High School. The Arthur Langford Leadership Program actually helped me want to become a better hairstylist and want to start my own business. So now I'm becoming an entrepreneur and I braid hair.
There we go.
I love it. And what grade are you again?
Oh, I'm 11th grader.
11th grader, exactly. Good. Who else we have?
Okay, hi. My name is Raya Wilson. I am an 11th grader at Drew Charter School.
Rhea, talk about, how did you hear about this opportunity, and you had to apply. That was the application process for this as well, And do you remember when you applied and got notified that you've been accepted?
I don't actually remember when I applied, but I remember my mom letting me know that I've gotten accepted. And at first, I was kind of like, I don't even know if I really want to do this. But on the first day, once our parents like left and we started the program, I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to, all the connections in the first day that I've gotten was like amazing. Like, I've met so many people through this program to help me to be what I want to be, which is a labor and delivery nurse. So I met people that the schools that I want to go to, which are Howard or like any HBCU, really. So, yeah.
All right, look, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to let these phenomenal young people and their core teacher, Keenan Walker, tell you about this experience. They graduate. But what they don't realize is you don't graduate until you graduate. And they still can get put out. I had to tell y'all that process. They're going to tell you about Mr. Bozeman. They all know why they cast me in this role every year. We done had some joker that had to get up out of that, didn't? A couple of them had to leave, huh?
Mm-hmm. A couple of them.
Okay,
yes, all right. A couple of them.
And when we come back, we also, attorney Molly Davis is here. Man, look, let me tell y'all, next Thursday, you need to drop everything you're doing. If you love young people, if you love this community that we live in, if you want to see us do better, we're going to let Attorney Davis tell us why we need to come out to the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center next Thursday, the 2nd of August. You got to come out here. The time is too serious. The business is too serious. And he's going to tell you about the consequences of thug life. And so you are about that life. A special presentation. I've seen this dude do this thing so many times. When they did this with Gary Davis at South Fulton County, I had to gather myself because it didn't hit me until that very moment, the serious nature of what we're dealing with out here in these streets. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you about that program as well. Don't go into place. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman. On News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703. On News and Talk 1380 WALK.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.